Cool. Let me turn on my thing and let me test out your level. Do you want to do a test 1, 2, 3 for me?
Yeah, testing 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 1.
All right, cool. I'm gonna turn me
Actually,
down and
don't
mute.
even have my hearing aids in yet, so I'm like, I feel like I'm, you know, if I start screaming, you can just kind of calm down.
I'll edit around that if you do. Yep. All right, very good. This is Eric Nyquist, News Director for Four Corners Broadcasting, and today for Chamber Chat, I'm joined by the Executive Director of the Durango Chamber of Commerce, Jack Llewellyn. Jack, good to be with you this morning.
Well, you know, we're surviving another week, aren't we? And how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So far, so good today.
Good.
Look, this might be one of our last interviews where it's me and you talking instead of you going back to interviewing somebody from the community. So we'll try to make the most out of it today, since it's
Yeah, you guys are starting to open up like all the other businesses.
exactly. Yeah, and so a lot of places are opening up now. There's the recent governor's orders that allowed bars to reopen, outdoor gatherings, that kind of thing. What's the chamber's message to businesses as those types of industries start to reopen?
Sure, you know, I think one of the biggest, most important, we, being my board of directors, endorse the extension of the mask ordinance from the city of Durango at their council meeting. And, you know, I think it just shows the importance of we're not through this yet. Reopen smartly. We ask that you ask your customers to wear a mask while in your place of business. Have them practice social distancing, enforcing that. Also, make sure you've done the self-certification checklist. We have our protocols at the chamber building. We walk in, we take our temperature, we log the, you know, are you feeling well today? Just do the quick little survey when you arrive to work and when you leave work. So I think just keeping those things in mind and following the protocol is very, very important because we definitely want to keep the curve flattened, as they say. We've done a great job without seeing any spikes. Contact tracing when there's an outbreak is necessary, and the Semo Basin Public Health is on that. So yeah, as we all start to reopen, you know, continue to do the same thing we've been doing. Be respectful. I will say the reason that the board unanimously voted for the extension of the mask ordinance is if it protects those at risk, we need to help protect them. If I wear a mask, protects you. Plus, it's just a simple, I'm going to say, simple act of kindness, you know, and not just being, probably get, you know, in trouble for saying that, but not being self-centered, you know. Help those around you feel more comfortable. Speaking of masks, we are going to have a mask drive on June 30th at 10 in the morning. These are the disposable type. We'll be giving them out in lots of 25. Thank you to Tom Helms and Scott Shaded at Morgan Stanley. They're sponsoring the mask. I think we have about, I think it's 1,000 or 1,200 of them. And we'll be giving those out to businesses that need them. So if you need information on all the mask and all the upcoming changes, as they say, because it is always changing, San Juan Basin Public Health or swcoda.org or the chamber site, durangobusiness.org. A lot of places for resources.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the face mask. One, two statistics that we've been throwing out there that we found to be pretty important were that 40% of transmission occurs between asymptomatic people, and that one third of all people who tested positive were not showing symptoms when they tested positive. So definitely protects the people around you. So yeah, that's great to hear. And another thing, Jack, that I wanted to touch on was the protect your neighbor phase that the governor's office is rolling out. What message do you have from the business community on that?
Sure. So a lot of people were asking about variances, and we had a phone call with Leanne Jolin and Chuck Stevens, and we talked about that. And you know, if you're thinking, oh, I may send in my variants, you know, in a week, I would recommend pausing, because in 2 weeks we're going to have the protect your neighbor guidance all unveiled, and it will roll out. And that's going to be, you know, that's where they loosen up all the restrictions and the mandates even further. You know, you mentioned the events. I know one of the things they've talked about is if you can social distance, you can have up to 500 people. So think of, you know, concerts in the park or something that might be held if you could go on, you know, like Santa Rita's field, things like that. So, again, we just have to be smart as we open up. I know part of it is having the capacity at the hospital, which they do have the capacity. Also, healthcare needs to be able to make sure that they have it dialed in and have the capacity. So the timing is in 2 weeks. And, again, it's just, you know, being able to slowly open. We want to be, again, doing this smart. You know, you're hearing of the outbreaks in Arizona and Texas and some other areas. So we want to make sure that here in Durango we're doing the right thing. I know I've talked to many different people that have traveled, and they're kind of, hey, you go to some other areas and nobody's wearing a mask, you know. And you know, kind of like, well, yeah, you track some of the things, and those areas are having outbreaks, you know. So, yeah, stay tuned for more information as it rolls out. I know the other day I just Googled COVID, protect your neighbor, and up came the website, and it's got all the information. You can see the draft form of what they're looking at and all the different things that it's going to allow to happen.
And one of the cool things we were talking about before we popped the microphone on was the work that the Maker Lab is doing with the Powerhouse Science Center. They're making all kinds of stuff that's being sold around the state.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So during the pandemic, you know, we've seen a lot of entrepreneurialism occur. And one of the things is the Maker Lab. Ryan Finnegan, who runs the Maker Lab, incredibly talented individual. And they started building platforms that level, do like kind of a self-leveling, or they can adjust. So you adjust the legs on these prefabricated platforms so they are even with the curb. They have drainage underneath because you can't block the gutters. And they butt right up to the sidewalk, and then they level. And he's starting to get contacted by other communities. Now, he mentioned Golden, I think maybe in Arvada, where I'm from. And, they're starting to, you know, produce these, and they get the dimensions, and they are manufacturing these right here in Durango. So they're looking at opportunities. Now, he was also very instrumental in producing PPE, the protective face shields, and they started manufacturing those. Taking the plexiglass, not plexiglass, I guess it was, plastic, you know, the film or whatever, and then they would bend them around and use them for face shields. So, yeah, they, you know, the Maker Lab is just a really cool entrepreneurial ecosystem that we have here, you know, right here in Durango. And I know as they are allowed to open up, they're going to probably have more classes. They do welding classes, other fabrication classes, so... it's just really neat to see that happen here.
Yeah, it is. It is really neat. They're definitely Maker Lab's definitely an asset for our community here. The other topic I wanted to touch on that's not really related to COVID, is La Plata County is accepting comments for its land use code. The new land use code is certainly going to impact the business community out in the county. What would you say to encourage people to provide feedback for the county on those land use, on that draft land use code?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that, Eric, because I think that if you don't comment now, you're going to wish you had. And I've attended a lot of the meetings. I've had side conversations. The county is looking for comments on the 300 plus page land use code. This will be adopted, and you go to, you know, laplatacounty.org and land use code, and you will find information. They've broken it down into chapters, so it's a little easier to follow that way. They're talking about, you know, if you have a large development, you know, doing a sketch plan where you can just say, hey, this is my concept. These are the conceptual drawings. What do you think? And then get input, whether it's compatible, whether there's adequate water supply, things of that nature. And the new land use code, yeah, it's going to be adopted. I mean, it's not, they have not slowed down the process, and now is the time to comment. And it's one of those things that you don't want to be caught hindsight and all of a sudden go, well, I didn't know that was happening. I know they had a meeting last week, and very few people showed.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is a lot of, they are opening it up for public comment in person with social distancing at the county administration building, so they will start allowing that to happen. You can make the comments also on the website, and I think it's important that with the chapters, you can find the chapter that might be of interest to you. So let's say you're looking at development or you're looking at noise ordinance or whatever it might be, you can do the search and then make those comments. So very important to have your input. And once this passes, it's done. You can't rewind the tape, so to speak. So they are moving forward with that.
Yes, they are. And that, of course, is available through the La Plata County website. I think if you just go to the main page on there, you should be able to find that draft land use code and a way to comment on it. And then, Jack, looking forward, I know you're part of the Southwest Economic Task Force. With things starting to open up, what's kind of the long-term plan for that task force?
Yeah, the task force, we're starting to look at, long-range planning. And, you mentioned the land use code, but different uses of land. And, affordable housing is such a priority here. Having affordable housing and workforce housing. And I think of workforce housing, I think of the folks that, maybe have one or two jobs, that are just trying to make ends meet. And we need to have, rental units. And, workforce housing, to me, is not just buying a home, but it's also, when I first graduated college, my, 8-9 years after college, I rented. And it's one of those things that we need to have in place because Durango is starting to get more and more expensive. So you have that. You also have... We want to make sure that we have, quality education for the people that want to move here and the younger families. We want to make sure that there's places for, businesses to build, whether that's the Poster Road or out in the Grandview area. Planning for the future, is it expanding water lines towards Elmore's Corner? There's a lot of land up here, and unfortunately right now, it's all based on well water. And is that something we need to look at? So, the future, it's kind of like, what is it that we're looking at 30 years out when they built the bridges, now that they're connecting those, they project 25 years out to 30 years. I've been in Durango almost 40 years now, and I can't tell you how fast, it just goes so fast. And you look up and go, wow, that happened quick, and I wish we would have planned for this or this or this. So the task force, even though things are kind of winding down, having to react quickly with COVID situation, PPP funding, all of those things. That's what the task force is working on. Speaking of PPP, I got to plug this real quick. Forgot to mention that there are new guidelines for forgiveness. So we've posted those on our website. Make sure you check those out because there's new criteria. That is always changing. So make sure you check that out. And if you have questions, you can always give us a holler. But yeah, long-range planning is seems to be in the air right now, and if you have questions or want to, participate, give me a shout. We'll get you looped in, as they say.
Fantastic. And the chamber website's durangobusiness.org, is that right?
Correct, durangobusiness.org, sir, and make sure you check out our Coolest Dog in Durango contest that you guys are part of. That launches today, so yes, get pictures of your dog. We hesitated on doing it, but we're like, no, we gotta have some fun and some new things happening. So, Coolest Dog in Durango, check it out. Get your dog entered.
Very good. Yeah, we're super excited about that. Definitely time to take pictures of dogs, and it's a like you said, just something fun to be able to do during the summer. Cool. Well,
absolutely.
Jack, that's all the specific questions that I had for us for today. But anything else that you wanted to add?
On Wednesday we have Rachel Brown talking from Visit Durango. She'll give their marketing plan update. That's our lunch and learn from noon to one. All of our upcoming chamber events and seminars, sessions, durangobusiness.org is where you register. So invite people to check that out. We are opening up by appointment at the chamber. We're not opening our boardroom up yet. We're slowly, again, emerging from our, COVID cocoon and not trying to be social butterflies yet. So, yeah, check it all out and stay safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Very good. Very good. Jack, thanks again so much for joining me today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Stay safe.
Stay safe. For FCB Chamber Chat, I'm Eric Nyquist.